This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wynn plays behind the runner at second base. The pitch. Ground ball to the first baseman. That's picked by Burleson. He kicks the bag for a Redbird winner. Henderson is out three and assisted, and this ballgame has come to an end. The Cardinals even the series with a 7-4 victory at Camden Yards.
Cardinals can win the series tonight. It is a 4:40 pregame show and a 5:35 first pitch right here on 104.1 FM KMOX. As the road trip continues, we are welcomed. We welcome in now. We are joined by John Rooney, radio voice of the team. And John, this team continues to never be out of it. They gave up the lead last night, but they found a way to come back and win it again.
Well, that's the way they've been winning games lately, Chris. They've been hitting late in games and keeping the pressure on the opponent. That shows us how well Charlie Morton pitched in his game on Monday, where the Cardinals really couldn't get anything going against him. And then they got to some relievers at the end of the game that had not been used as much over the weekend series in Boston. And that was not a good combination to try to come back from a three-run deficit late in the game. But last night, the Cardinals got down by a run, and Mason Wynn came up with a huge RBI to tie the game in the seventh inning. He drove in one of the runs in the eighth inning, and that's after Arenado gave the Cardinals the lead with a homer. But it was a very exciting eighth inning. Arenado's home run, back-to-back triples, and then a hit by Mason Wynn, and the Cardinals were able to go ahead and put the game away. And good relief by Steven Matz last night, who did pitch long enough and effectively enough to in the eyes of Major League Baseball, to get a win. And the save was a good one last night. Very good stuff for Ryan Helsley.
Yeah, the bullpen has been, well, it's a tale of two cities. Early in the season, the bullpen was losing some games late. We had Fernandez lost a couple. But in this streak that we're on, 16 out of 22, it's been, the bullpen's been amazing, hasn't it?
Well, the bullpen is setting up, and John, when you get the bullpen set, and Oliver can get at least six innings out of the starting pitching, then you can ride that bullpen for a good long time, as the Cardinals have over that stretch of 21-22 games, where the Cardinals have really won some good, well-played, tightly played games, and that's part of a young team learning how to win. But if you don't get the bullpen set up anymore, it's going to be hard to stay at 500 and then compete for a playoff spot, because other bullpens are going to line up ahead of you. And then when we get to October, it's definitely a bullpen game anymore.
Well, I know there was a little bit of concern with Lars Nootbaar because he was going through that stretch where it just hadn't been working for him. He wasn't getting the hits. But, you know, last night, a couple of runs batted in, 3-for-4, had the home run. And he sort of broke out of that in a pretty big way.
Everybody's going to go through that. And Lars was going through his stretch where he was putting the ball in play, striking out some, a very frustrating day Monday for Lars and for Walker, striking out, taking a called third strike with runners in scoring position. But he was able to break out last night. That hit the first time up, kind of like a jump shooter. You get that first shot down, and that guy in basketball is going to score some points if he's a good player, good shooter at all. And Nootbaar was able to pick up on it, and then he hit the home run to right field. I think that really energized not only Nootbaar, but this entire Cardinal team. They go through that, though. Guys are going to go through some slumps and have to make some corrections and get right back in the proper frame of mind and put things together, as Nootbaar was able to do last night. But Mason Wynn got off to that slow start this year, and boy, did he pick it up after about 22, 23 at-bats. And as I said, everybody goes through it at some point, and hopefully somebody else in the lineup will pick that particular player up until that player gets going again.
I've seen back-to-back home runs probably, I don't know, a couple, three dozen times over the course of my baseball-watching life. I don't know that I've ever seen back-to-back triples. And Gorman and Walker, two guys you wouldn't suspect to be hitting back-to-back triples, that was big for them. And how rare is that in baseball, John?
No, it's very rare. I've probably seen it maybe once and twice, including last night. It doesn't happen often. Back-to-back, I'm not sure I've ever seen that before last night, but I've seen two triples in an inning before, a time or two. It's very, very rare. It's like, you know, what's tougher, a hitting for the cycle or a pitcher pitching a no-hitter? They're both very rare. So that was kind of fun to watch. And in this ballpark, it's a triples-type park where you get the right carom off the wall with all the angles in the wall here at Camden Yards. And their right fielder, Kerstad, just couldn't make the play. The ball went off him for the first triple, and then Walker hit one high off the wall. They've tinkered with the wall so much here, it's hard to see whether it's going to be a home run, if it gets over a short wall or up into the seats over the high wall. But Walker kept on running, and that's what I credit both players for doing. They were running hard out of the box and gave themselves a chance to get to third base, and they were rewarded with triples.
Mason Wynn, you mentioned him. He got a big hit last night, which tied the game, and it tied the game at four. As you've seen him from last year to this year, what have you seen in terms of his growth? Is there something that really sticks out to you?
No, Mason is just getting better and better. That's what stands out. I mean, he's a young player who is getting his feet on the ground at the major league level. He doesn't make mistakes in the field. He's a good base runner. He's not a real base stealer yet, and I think at some point he will be as his career evolves. But I think it's just a young man taking advantage of games played and repetition and being out there and growing and gaining the strength to play a 162-game schedule. I think that's one of the hardest parts for the real young players coming up from the minor leagues with not all that much time in the minors to get used to. But Mason's doing that. I think we're seeing steady growth and pretty much what they expected from Mason Wynn, knowing he has a cannon for an arm, good range, and he makes the play over the shoulder in left field, left center field, about as well as any shortstop I've ever seen. He's incredible going to the outfield on those short fly balls. And we saw one last night. No way Scott had a chance of making a play, but Wynn just made it look like it was an everyday play for him.
Last thing, John, before we let you go, the Missouri Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame induction is happening on Friday in Osage Beach, and you are the MC for that. Tell us about the event.
Well, it's going to be a great night from St. Louis. We have Joe Buck, Roger Cobra is going in, and Jim Jackson, our engineer extraordinaire, who went into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame last November. So he gets the daily double by going into the Missouri Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. And I'm really glad that the Missouri Broadcasters are honoring technicians, engineers who built stations, engineers who have worked a long time with broadcast crews like Jim has with the Cardinals, and he's also done the Blues. He did the Rams, and he's been involved with a lot of college basketball with the Billikens, and I'm so glad that he's being honored, because sometimes those are the unsung people, and Jim is the most important person in that booth when he's a producer engineer and has been for so many years. And Ryan Schulte is doing a real good job so far with us on the road, as Jim is just doing home games now. But it's a wonderful evening where the Hall of Famers get to tell their stories, and Julie Buck is going to interview Joe Buck. Normally we do a video and this and that, and trying to coordinate that with Joe's schedule. We thought it would just be better if Julie came up on stage and interviewed Joe and talked about life with the Buck family and then his career. And it's going to be a really fun night. The Missouri Broadcasters do it upright. It's a very, very special event, and one that I'm looking forward to if I can get back there. That's the thing. We're waiting this out today. I don't know if we'll play today. And in that event, we don't fly to Texas tonight, and I was going to fly home from Texas tomorrow. They'll have to play tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
So I'll figure it out. I'll get there. I'll show up, even if I have to, you know, come in my sweats and do the show coming off the airplane. But
whatever you have to do,
we'll make it.
Whatever you have to do, man.
You know,
yeah.
That's what we do in broadcasting. We adapt and do what you have to do. But if the folks haven't had a chance to take part in the Missouri Broadcasters Association inductions. It is a wonderful evening, and the same for the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. The stories, the speeches, and the people involved, it's a great way we have in our state to honor those who set the table for us. Jack Buck is in there, Harry Carey. We also have Mike Shannon, Jay Randolph. They're in the Missouri Broadcaster Association Hall of Fame. Mike Claiborne went in last year. I went in 21, and it is something I'll never forget. It was just a great time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, John, enjoy Friday night. And hopefully there's some baseball tonight. If not, then tomorrow. But I expect you either way, whenever it's played, to call a winner.
Well, if I have to leave tomorrow, it's up to Ricky and Claves the rest of the trip. But, okay. I'll tell him you said that.
No, I mean, you don't get to be a part of it. I
can't wait. I'm calling them the moment we hang up.
Here we go. That was an uh-oh for your benefit because you don't get to be part of the win.
Oh, you're backtracking now. Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Not good.
Thanks, John.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
That is John Rooney, voice of the Cardinals. And as scheduled, we'll see if it happens. 5:35 tonight, first pitch. 4:40 will be the pregame show, hopefully. Otherwise, I guess they're playing tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.